And speaking of periods, everyone's bitching about the Antiguan Barbuda host site.
Oh, that's priceless.
You're welcome.
I'm bitching.
Speaking of Aunt Flo.
Yes.
Who? Okay.
You'll know when you're older, Betty.
Oh, God.
Is
I actually will know.
Is there only four balls
I
in
know.
This podcast?
Okay. Anyway.
I don't know what just happened.
Bitching about the hosts. Well, not even just that. The Scotland site, too. That just sucks.
That's stupid.
And you friggin' bowed down the Shannon in your argument on Twitter. I
no,
saw
you
it.
Did. You bitched out.
I am thoroughly jealous.
Why are you jealous?
She gets to go to three national team matches in
that no one are
going to
be at and that are going to have a terrible atmosphere.
Would you care?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would
that
care.
That is a very big part of the
okay,
match.
But you would still be happy to go.
I would be not
angry. I wouldn't be happy to go just because how much money it would cost
you would
to go down to Florida.
No, I mean, if say they hosted another match,
we're gonna end up beating
say they hosted
Antigua and Barbuda, like
say they hosted the match at the Link.
Okay.
To Antigua and Barbuda, would you like go there and pout for 90 minutes? Going should be a better venue. We can just stand this. Just sucks. Just
he
sucks,
should,
man.
He should say, "Oh, it should be a PPL instead." That's what you should be saying the whole time.
Do you not have fun?
Hmm? No, I have no fun.
I'd still go, but I'd still be saying it should be at PPL.
Do you have fun?
What is fun?
Bend over
and F is for friends who do stuff together. U is for you and me.
And we'd all be together.
N is for anywhere and anytime at all.
The only thing is we wouldn't be down in the deep blue sea. But other than that, we'd be having fun.
But N is for no survivors.
You was for uranium bombs.
Are you
podcast.
Planning on doing something for the eggs match?
Anyway,
whoa, anyway.
Speaking of things getting blown up, the Raymond James Stadium scoreboard is on fire yesterday.
What? On fire?
It was on fire yesterday.
U.S. Soccer Ultras.
I hope so. Anyway, so.
Well, I know Danny Kayla scored somewhere in the surrounding area this weekend.
Basically what happened, the U.S. Federation announced the host sites for the Scotland friendly and the first qualifier. They ended up shitting the bed and then throwing it against the wall and announcing Jacksonville and Tampa as the host sites.
Shitting the bed and throwing it against the
wall. We have to appease the old Republicans that were rotting down there.
Yeah.
What?
This is just a stupid, stupid decision.
Okay, so let's take ourselves through the national team travel schedule. Okay?
Go.
Gotta go. May 24th is Brazil.
Yes.
And that is in Landover. Okay. Then you gotta travel down south. 26th or 27th is Scotland. 26th?
Something like that.
That will be... That's Jacksonville.
In Jacksonville.
At a shitty stadium, correct?
At a shitty stadium. Everbank Field in Jacksonville.
Oh, and hey, I have an idea. Let's go and fly all the way north to Canada then. Making that a really, really long... Stressful flight for the team for the third, correct?
And then we'll come right
third
back down.
Then we'll go right back down for the match
like
2 days later.
2 hour drive away from Jacksonville.
So what I'm saying is this match is being played in Toronto?
Correct.
Now, I'm no... Oh, we got a map up behind us. Phenomenal. What city, what major U.S. city is directly south? Toronto.
Houston.
Maybe something.
Buffalo.
Houston.
Buffalo.
Okay, directly south. Within reason.
Houston.
Buffalo. Buffalo's within reason?
Buffalo's not directly south of Toronto, buddy.
Toronto?
Yes.
It's right next to it.
Not directly south.
It's close.
Detroit's closer than Buffalo is.
Mm.
Yes, it is. Detroit and Toronto border each other.
So, if you want to make a travel argument, you know, Ohio, Chicago would probably be better.
Houston,
then going down to Florida.
Houston
might
makes
actually
the most sense.
Houston does make the most
because
sense.
You can play at a stadium that's not 66,000 people big.
For a match that...
We should have played at Quest Field.
Question, how many people populate Antigua and Barbuda? Could the entire population of Antigua and Barbuda fill one of these stadiums?
According to Brian Strauss, 75% of the Antigua population could fit in Raymond James Stadium.
Jeez.
That's pretty good.
So
let's,
wait,
let's remember.
Do
so,
we have a match after the Antigua and Barbuda one?
Guatemala.
Guatemala, and that's how many days later?
A couple.
Okay. So basically both of these matches are poorly placed for a variety of reasons, and if you want to make the travel argument, you most certainly can.
But my big concern is the stadium location, not this, the stadium selection itself.
Sucks.
The fact that Raymond James holds 66,000 people, and the last time Toronto or they played in Tampa, they drew about 20,000.
Yeah.
Because they were also playing Panama, also followed by Canada and Guadeloupe. So, okay, sure, Canada and Guadeloupe didn't travel, but Panama sure traveled well.
Yeah, I believe it.
The last qualifier to open up qualifying in 08 at the HTC drew 11,000.
For Barbados.
For Barbados. So we're looking at maybe drawing 15,000 for Antigua and Barbuda.
Maybe.
It'll be less than a quarter filled. Just awful. There's no rationale, and anyone who argues anything is just stupid.
Because,
just
I mean,
dumb.
With Dynamo Stadium, whatever it's called,
they're dumb,
BBVA,
they're dumb or biased.
It's a new stadium, yeah. So it's going to sell out, if nothing else,
national
just because
team
of
match.
That.
The only people I've seen argue for this are people who live in Florida.
That is true. I haven't seen anybody else.
Like Shannon's goofy ass.
They're stupid or biased.
Yeah.
And there's no way around it.
Are we going to beat up Shannon when we go to Kansas City?
That's assault.
That's assault.
No one knows about it.
Yes, it is. I have a moral compass.
That's still assault. And it's on the podcast now, so you incriminated yourself.
Yeah, really.
Speaking of stupid.
I was to say, if it happened.
Are we really going to keep talking about this?
All right, so, Olympic camp. Speaking of Olympic camps.
I saw Sheenan wasn't on there.
Yeah, which is surprising, to say the least. I'd put Sheenan as next to Chandler. And Chandler's definitely playing full national team, top right back in the pool. You know, if you exclude guys like Henley, etc. Who else is there?
Chirondolo?
Olympic?
You never said Olympic, you said full national team.
Oh,
you did.
I said excluding Tim Chandler, who was playing full national team, in the Olympic pool, I'd put Sheenan number one. He's trying to.
We're
think
waiting.
Of
we're
else.
Waiting for the master to utter his magic.
A brilliant,
words.
A brilliant name that will render me speechless and completely unable to defend myself.
Sarcone's up there.
Still not same level.
He's up there.
Yeah, I'll give him that because
so
he should be
stumped?
In the freaking camp.
He's stumped.
I don't disagree.
Okay.
Because he couldn't think.
My biggest surprise is how many forwards there are in this roster.
Yeah, it's an exuberant amount of forwards.
Which
it's like FIFA when you're on like a 4-2-4.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yes. But what it suggests...
Screw the midfield.
When all your midfielders are playing defender and your forwards are playing midfield and your forwards are playing forward.
To right. me, it suggests... Today, it suggests to me that they know their back line is shitty and they're going to use overagers for the back line.
Yeah.
And they want to see which forwards are going to actually be called up
mm-hmm.
for the tournament.
I believe it.
So my assumption is we'll bring in... No, two, maybe three defenders as overages for the Olympics.
I would also consider that a few of these omissions might be favors to clubs to get them for qualifying or for the one match that's pivotal for qualifying.
Yeah, like the John Spector.
Joe.
Well, no, John Spector, what Spector did.
Oh, yeah, that's right, in the
last
time cycle.
Around.
Didn't he only play the one match?
He flew in for the semifinal match and flew back to West Ham.
That's doing stuff for your country.
I actually met his youth coach.
Really?
In Arlington Heights over the weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Is you where? At Manchester United?
No. His
yeah, youth, he went to Manchester.
No, his youth
the
coach
weekend.
In Arlington Heights, one who got coached him in Illinois.
Yeah.
I ran into him.
What did he say about him as a youth player? Insane?
He had nothing but good things to say about his attitude and work ethic and whatnot.
His hips, though. Different story.
Yeah. Anyway, so the roster. Goalkeepers. I'll give you two guesses, and the first two don't count.
Yeah, it's pretty standard. There, I would be thoroughly shocked if there was any deviation.
Yeah.
So, do we even need to say it for the audience?
Maybe Rob does.
Yeah, Rob. Who are the two goalkeepers?
What?
For the under-23 national team.
Bill Mead
and
Sean Johnson.
Hey!
Yay!
So much like fear in that face there.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Bill Hamid and Nick Ramon Johnson?
I did not say Nick Ramondo.
Nick Ramon Johnson.
That's what I heard, though.
Do we have a new guy in the pool?
Nick Ramon Johnson. Make him on FIFA. Make him a fullback.
Oh, yeah.
A right back.
With Jorginho.
All right, so defenders, Greg Garza, Perry Kitchen, Alfie Morales, Ike Opara, who's back from the dead, Ike Opara.
Yeah.
Kofi Kingston-Sarcote, Zurich Valentin, and Jorge Flores Villafana.
Is Ike Opara going to get some usable time?
He probably will. Apart,
if his body stays
together. I definitely think he's the most talented guy in that crop.
He hasn't played more than 4 games in the last 20 years.
Like I said, most talented.
Don't know. Yeah.
Not most.
I'm kind of surprised at how many. Right now. We got Garza? I like Garza. I do. Anytime I've seen him play, which has admittedly been in about 4 matches, it's been good, especially left back. And it's not like we're not hurting for those.
There are 3 left backs in camp right now.
Yeah, exactly. We have a lot.
I'm starting to think Novak, like.
Only one right back.
It, like, intentionally got Williams omitted from the team.
Why? What do you got?
Well, Jack Mack's there. And so is Jack Mack and Akuga are both there. So
that, yeah, so maybe he said that so that he doesn't lose half his team.
For preseason?
He's just trying to come up with the reason.
I just want to bury Novak, okay?
We've noticed, and you should try better at it. Damn. That's true.
I think it's important that Porter realized that Valentin is not a center back. It's not his position.
No.
He's definitely just not. Yeah.
Zarik.
He's just not a center back. Sorry, dude. Just not the case.
Well, I assume we'll see Morales and Kitchen at center back.
Does it bother you how... Because none of us have ever seen him play, and he came in the national team camp, and he couldn't even make the bench.
Morales?
Yeah. You're just curious at why Hertha just kind of let him go so quickly, and just kind of said, I don't care if you're gone for 2 weeks.
They've had enough Alfredo for a while.
That's not possible.
Mm-mm. Stuff delicious.
Great shit. I don't know. I'm not really worried about it.
See, because other clubs put up a fight. Wasn't there one roster change? There was... Actually, I should look that up.
I'm not really worried about it. I can loosely over it.
It was in a under-20 camp. Oops. Talking under-23s now that I think about it.
We'll get there in a minute.
Yeah.
Midfield, Joe Corona, Mix Diskerud, Dilla Verduca, Jared Jeffrey, Muga Kugo, and Michael Stevens.
McCauley's got one of his man crushes on
there. I do. 2 of them, actually.
Who else?
Dilliver.
I think it's
I didn't realize that name. Crush was that big.
Love Dilliver.
I like how awesome. The U.S. site is so proud that they have both matches in Florida. Look at us! We screwed up!
Look how dumb we are.
Oh, they're calling it a... Okay, these are.
So
these are tickets for the
$10. The stadium's not that full.
This is for under-23 national team, and this is in Nashville.
So $1,000 is not that full.
Yeah, exactly.
It can't all be like Nash Vegas or Michael Bradley.
Anyway, and then after the 5,000 forwards called up: Freddie Adu, Juan Agudelo, Terry Boyd, Teal Bunbury, Joe Giao, Jack Mack, Breck Shea, and Tony Taylor.
Is it just me, or do I think that Tony Taylor is like the wart on the face of that forward pool?
I like Tony Taylor. You shut your mouth.
I mean, I like him too, but he's just not at the same level as all the other guys.
I think we'll look back on qualifying and say, wow, Freddie Adu continues to underwhelm.
Or Freddie Adu continues to do overwhelmingly well at the youth international level, but never does anything else ever.
Let's see what he does when he's healthy, because he was hurt all last year with Philly.
That's true.
He was hurt also. He had an ankle injury the entire season. He was never healthy.
Never excuse he wants for
playing. He was hurt. He was injured.
Well,
it's no X fault for playing him.
Damn, Pollock. There we go. He's gone.
You're welcome.
He's gone.
I love how you just changed Rob's mind entirely about Freddie Adu by just mentioning Peter Novak.
Playing the Novak card.
Yeah. Totally did.
The only...
If a bullet, I don't want to stop.
The only thing I might consider an omission is Andrew Wooten, but whatever.
And he's in some kind of purgatory that I can't really explain.
It's Germany. Shit's crazy there.
Is it one of the 7 levels of hell or something?
3, actually.
However many Dante came up with.
I don't know. Not much to talk about. They're playing Mexico on Leap Day. Should be fun.
Are they playing, what time is that match in comparison with our national team? Probably at night, and the national team match will be in the day, correct?
Yeah. Probably.
Cool.
Good times.
Full day of footy, and
so we're gonna get wasted on the leap day.
You know it.
I will drive you soberly.
Yes.
What time is the match next Wednesday? They could make it nice and
1:30.
So it's 1:45 when they're gonna start.
Probably.
Basically.
So I can't go.
You can skip class.
You should do that.
It's the one class that I'm not doing great in.
Do better
at it. Oh, yeah, I'd say all the more reason to skip it.
Be better at it.
You'd feel a lot better.
That doesn't make any sense.
Does if you don't think about it. So, R20 camp. I don't know. Are they playing any games or are they just kind of hanging out?
I think they're just chilling. Right. Chill sesh.
So the guys who are going to hack together. A lot of college faces actually in this camp. A lot of college kids. Goalkeepers Tomas Gomez, Jesus Guzman, and Kamil Kaminski from League of Warsaw. That's fun.
Is that a chick?
Yeah, Kamil. I was just going to say, what?
With a K.
Oh.
It's okay. The all Lindsay Hunter team.
Yeah. Yeah. Back line, Wisconsin's AJ Cochran, Sean Cunningham, Christian Dean.
Cunningham got recalled to Molde. That was the roster change. And he got replaced by some college face.
Cool. Moby Fair.
Unattached right now, right?
Yeah. He's the only guy based out of the U.S. according to the roster.
What?
All the hometowns are like random city. Moby Fair is Japan.
Yeah.
Isn't one guy from Rack City?
Yes, me. Let's see. Eric Miller, Juan Pablo-Segunda, Boyd Akuanu, like that, and then Walker Zimmerman from Dempsey Stillwater, Furman. The big note here, JPO saying fuck you to Mexico and playing for the Yanks.
JPO is a sweet nickname.
That's it. In the midfield, Seth something or other, Daniel Cuevas, Matt Dunn, the guy who said pass on Italy to go play in Beograd instead. Danny Garcia, Alejandro Guido, the most racist name in the pool. Benji Joya, Mikey Lopez, Colin Martin, Dean Metzger, and Victor Pineda.
Last time we heard anything out of Guido, it was going to sign for Tijuana like every other Yank who kind of almost makes it.
And then didn't.
And it's defender Javan Torre is a DA player for the Galaxy. Got he replaced Cunningham.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good update. Good find. And the forward pool, Villian Biev, Alfred Caroma, Sean O'Cloy from Wake Forest, Andrew Oliver, and Omar Salgado.
Omar.
Good to see Oliver back after being kicked out of camp.
Yeah, exactly. He was the best forward in that under-17 pool. Yeah,
leading scorer and then didn't make the roster because they kicked him out for being a head case, apparently.
I thought it was a girlfriend thing.
Being a head case.
Got it.
Because if... If girls are involved, they're head cases.
Got it. Yep. Says says the only guy in a relationship on this podcast.
Yeah. I'm not getting kicked out of camp for her, though.
That's true.
I could get kicked out of camp relationship or no relationship.
What was that?
I could get kicked out of a camp relationship.
They threw out of prison for the things you do. So that's the under-20 camp. They're doing their thing. I guess we mentioned the schedule and how the U.S. Federation shit the bed and fucked up and all those other fun things.
Can we talk about another group that fucked up?
Sure. Speaking of groups that fucked up, Rob.
What do you got?
Seattle Sounders.
Getting there, I'm sure.
Oh, we'll get there, all right.
Oh, boy.
Let's go.
Drank himself into oblivion after that one.
Mentioned Andrew Wooten.
That's bad.
Andrew Wooten has some interest from some German clubs, namely 1860 Munich. So we might have Wooten and Wood up top.
Wooten and Wood.
Wood
Wooten.
There. Luis Robles going to the Red Bulls because the Red Bulls forgot that he had a cap and he would go through allocation. So Robles not a Red Bull. Mike Grella leaving Brentford because they're sick of him.
They're not living under his... Grella, AA.
Indeed. Montreal making some moves. I love the shit that Marsh does.
See, originally I did not love the shit because
he's the league's wild card.
Wild card, bitches.
There's nothing wrong with a wild card.
And that's why I love this. He just says, you know what? This could be fun. Let's try this and see what happens.
Fine.
Yeah, the two big moves this week. The Brian Ching trade finally happened.
Which was just like...
Totally underwhelming.
Yeah, it was like a balloon being let out all of its air and flying around the room and landing on the floor. Just
for that could be exciting.
For a future draft pick.
Is a conditional draft pick.
Oh, great.
If he makes 20 starts this year, he'll get a first-round draft pick.
Okay.
So the Dynamo are personally not going to start him that many times.
Probably. Do it 19 times and then bench him the rest of the year, basically.
Only start him in those home games for marketing purposes?
And then sub him on the 10th minute.
No, it's play is not starts.
Oh, okay.
So just appearances?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, he's going to get that.
Yeah. Brian Ching, he's a machine.
Yeah. The other big Montreal news is the grown-ass man, Eddie Johnson, coming back.
And then... What kind of logic did Montreal use to convince the Sounders to give up Nagel and Vecino?
I mean, Eddie's first performance shows he's got talent still. He had a goal and two assists in his first preseason appearance, and they got hurt.
Who were they playing, like the University of Vancouver?
No.
Little Sister of the Poor? Our Lady of the Worthless Miracle?
No, some really shitty school.
Yep.
So it was a college?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then got hurt.
And then pulled his hamstring.
Yep.
But yeah, so the big news is Eddie Johnson has a job again.
Somehow.
Good on Montreal for picking him up, because they knew somebody would give him a stupid offer.
And they grabbed Nagel and Facito, who aren't big names, but they're going to...
Those are very good role players.
I've been impressed with Nagel on the wing when I've watched Seattle, and Facito seems to score goals when the Sounders needed him to.
He's a big presence up top.
I do like his game. Right?
What's up?
Is it Facito or Nagel who's the local boy, and then one of them is like a Harvard grad who like all the fans took to?
Facito went to Harvard.
Okay, then Nagel is a local boy.
Yeah, Facito's from Concord, Mass, and Lamar Nagel.
I really don't think that there was one Sounders fan out there who really liked this trade at all.
Is Facito like Pacific Islander or something?
Don't know.
I don't know. Nagel is from Tacoma, Washington.
Yep.
So that should be fun to see how Eddie Johnson pans out in Montreal, or in Seattle.
The sting has still not gone away for Sounders fans. I still, on a daily basis, remind my friend Pete that Eddie Johnson plays for the Sounders, and he...
Weeps openly.
Yeah, and he cusses at me and probably weeps as I walk away.
That's... For all we know, he'll end up scoring like 12 goals this year and shove it right in our face.
I think he'll score 8. My prediction is 8 this year.
I predict he scores 3 goals and scores 8 offsides goals that are called offsides, but he's just offsides. So
I'm going to say 5 just because the Sounders are going to be attacking and getting a lot of chances. The goal opportunities will be there.
And it's right in the middle of our picks. It's a nice comfort zone for you.
Exactly.
What did you say?
What you're supposed, yeah.
Did Ben just say no goals?
I said 3 goals.
I said 8.
Oh. So conveniently.
It's right in the middle.
Oh.
Gee, Rob, that's quite a coincidence.
Good job.
Don't be hipster.
What does that have to do with being hipster?
Everything. Literally everything ever.
Anything you do is hipster from now on.
That's true. He's a hipster, bitch.
I like Nicki Minaj. I like Lady Gaga. I like...
That means you're an idiot. You're a dumb hipster. You stupid.
Did you ever end up watching that Grammy performance?
No, I don't care enough to watch the Grammys.
Just waiting for Ben to start singing. All these haters.
Who sings that?
Childish Gambino.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I was in the Gaga Minaj mindset.
Hipster. Speaking of women, and Seattle, and hipsters, all coming together here. Hope Soul and Sydney LaRue joining the Seattle Sounders. Women.
I was just going to be like, wait.
Yeah, so their headlines all over. Hope Solo signs for the Seattle Sounders.
Women,
in parentheses. Yeah, so Hope and Sid LaRue playing with the Sounders women.
Isn't Hope?
Do you think Hope Solo could play for the Sounders?
No.
No.
You don't think she'd be good enough?
No.
She'd get the shit beat out of her. First match. She'd get killed.
So I feel like if the one position where they could, it'd be goalie.
Really? I would say, like, left back.
Just because they wouldn't right be able back. To get, like,
no.
really physical with
or maybe, like, a number 10.
I think if anyone could play the men's game, it would be Hope Solo. Maybe Wambach in a different...
Yeah.
She couldn't play her balls to the wall, number nine, like she does. But I think she could fit as a number nine somewhere.
Probably.
Like with New England or something.
I think it'd be a cool story if Hope Solo trained with the Sounders for...
Which I'm sure we'll see.
Yeah, exactly.
There's an interview with the GM of the Sounders women, or the Sounders women, on Michigan American Women's Soccer. I'm just talking about them trying to cross-brand more. The women will be wearing the men's jerseys this year.
Okay.
Or at least the design.
Same design, sure.
Oh, also, funny thing brought up by Free Beer Movement. Eddie Johnson, the grown-ass man, doesn't play video games. His kid sponsor is Xbox 360. That amused us all.
That's so true. I saw his tweet about how every stadium should have its own beer. I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
Every stadium, every team, every... I forget what it is. League.
Everything. I'm sure it was something so profound.
From the Free Beer Movement?
No, I thought you were talking about Eddie still.
No, Dan Weirsbaum.
That's not Eddie Johnson. I don't understand why the Sounders overlooked the fact that Eddie Johnson was literally let go of a contract 3 days after signing it for not being fast anymore.
I'm sure there was something lost in translation.
Well, especially because Pueblo, you know, doesn't have money.
Yeah. And they're being raided by the Federales.
Mid-training or wherever they were.
Give me all your shit.
That's what happens when you don't pay your taxes. The government takes your shit away.
I didn't think they did that in Mexico, though. Like, you could pretty much do whatever you wanted.
Not with taxes. There's one thing you can't do anywhere. Cheat the government, because they will come and take it from your ass. Literally.
Look what happened to Med Ian.
Yeah. What got Capone caught? Tax evasion.
Yeah, which is the most ridiculous thing. Still haven't found that treasure up north.
Doesn't exist.
Stop.
This is so hipster of a conversation. Let's change it.
Okay. So, this week, nothing happened in Yanks in terms of goals. Sex. Just nothing happened.
Robbie Finley
scored.
Creeping me out right now.
So, for the first time...
I want to give you a big hug, Ben.
So, for the first time since mid-November, Finley scored a goal.
Yeah, play of the week.
And the first time since mid-November, they're on the relegation zone. Woo! What is the show? When Finley scores, Forrest does well. And that's why they're in the relegation zone.
No, they're in 21st now, aren't they?
They're one spot out right now.
Yeah.
I was going to say, well, if you're relying on Robbie Finley scoring to be how you keep out of the relegation zone, you're in trouble.
How fallen has that great club fallen? That's pretty sad.
Pretty bad.
Yeah, it sucks.
From European champions to this.
They won it twice, did they? Or three times?
Twice. To where they... It's the bottom of the championship.
From the Brian Clough days.
Yeah. So Finley scores...
I have to admit... Forest is probably my second favorite team.
Really?
The Turkey Trees.
Turkey Trees.
Also, Finley scored a goal.
That's a tree.
Jeff Cunningham scored a goal in Guatemala and then got sent off later in the game.
Woo! Good America!
Good for Jeff. Matt Taylor scored a late equalizer for Paderborn in the German second division. So good for Matty Taylor.
Matty.
Wooten scored a goal. So a lot of Wooten talk today, actually. It's Wooten talk. Tim Howard did a clean sheet in the FA Cup, 2-0 over Blackpool. Good for Timmy. And Mix Discord making his debut for Ghent in their 1-0 win, or 1-1 draw, actually.
Now, did he go 90 minutes?
76 minutes.
Not bad.
For America. So, like, three
Missile
goals.
Slip in.
Yeah, four goals happened this week and a shutout. So, busy.
Woo!
On the injury list, there's a shit ton happening. A shit ton of injuries. Like, my biggest note is injuries this week.
We could start a hospital
for the Yanks.
We really could. We could do a starting 11 of injured players right now.
Let's do it.
I'll do it for you.
Okay. Goalkeeper?
Cody Cropper.
All right, left back?
Left back would probably be Mark Pelosi.
Good one. Center back?
Whip Redden and Gonzalez.
Right back?
Right back, Trondolo.
Are we just doing 4-4-2?
4-4-2 is easy enough for me.
Okay, left mid, right mid.
Donovan out wide with Rodgers on the other side. Or Bedoya, fuck Rodgers.
Donovan center missed mids. Like one game because of like sickness.
Carry on.
Center mids?
Center mids will go with Pontius, who's back actually, and Beckham, who's back now.
And strikers.
Well, Donovan's back now.
He's still not training yet. And up top, Eddie Johnson, and we'll pair him with Rodgers up top.
Or wouldn't you pair him with Donovan and put Rodgers on the wing?
Could do that. Or put Holden in somewhere in there.
It's true. You should put Stewie in there instead of...
And Agudelo, actually.
Yeah, Agudelo, you're right.
Anyway, so, Agudelo...
Wow, good 11.
Maybe a 4-3-3.
Juan is back in camp, so we assume he's healthy. Beckerman played a half hour in Arsenal's match. We think he's back. Chris Pontius played at half hour. He's back. The other returns, no one's back. Injuries, Agbasamonde. We now know it was a toe injury that happened at a camp last time. He was called in the Olympic camp, but his toe is not healthy yet, so he's missing out of this camp. Cherundolo missed this week with a calf injury. Might be back next week, but missed this weekend. Donovan missed his last match because of the flu. Holden targeting April return, maybe playing the last couple matches of the year, but unlikely. As mentioned, Johnson pulled his hamstring. As mentioned, Gooch had a knee twist in the opening half hour of their match. Injury to be determined later. And the big injury this week is Robbie Rogers being carted off in a neck brace. Never a good thing.
Any update on that?
Nothing yet. We assume
he gained reconsciousness. He was KO'd.
He was out cold. Do you see the...
No.
He was out before he hit the ground. Just ragdolled. Hit real hard.
This was in game?
He made his debut for Leeds over the weekend in the 70-something minutes. And then
that in itself is a minutes, surprise.
And then, yeah, moments later, he got knocked out, literally.
That's just shit luck.
So, you know...
Welcome to Robbie Rogers' life.
I mean, yeah. I if you just said player A or player X or something, I would have thought Frank Zimek. Comes on 2 minutes later.
So, I mean, best of luck to Robbie because you know, that could be a career ending depending on the severity. See, that's the walking wounded this week.
Okay.
Got a lot of them. Other news. Mentioned Rangers last week. They are officially going into administration, so Celtic are champions. So good to Dom Zervi, I guess.
Well, at least the team really showed up this weekend.
Yeah, going Baker, then losing 1-0 to Dunfermline. Is that who it was, or Kilmarnock?
I think it was Kilmarnock.
Yeah,
1-0 at home.
Some really shitty team
in front of 50,000.
Yeah, oops. Suck to suck, right, Rangers?
Don't lose any hair over it.
Burn.
He's just gaining it all back.
What else we got here? Hans Bacca hates young people, apparently.
Yep, still sucks.
Yeah,
I read that article.
They released Matt Cassel and Sasher Hot, and one of the guys in the organization said, yeah, Hans treats youth players like shit. So, Hans Bacca, you suck. I hope you don't ever do good things for you.
I wish...
Good wording.
Yeah.
I wish awful luck on you, Hans.
Worst of luck to you, you piece of poop. You big poop mouth.
I hope you get pulled over for a headlight out, don't have your license, and then somebody comes in and steals your car.
Yeah.
Hope in the he gets same caught with his shop. Pen in the company.
And you're touched in prison.
Yep. That's exactly what I hope
with
happens.
With a shank. That's
not lightly.
Yeah, that's we've gone too morose here. And so Hans Bacher pretty much trying to cripple the careers of, you know, just Juan Agudelo, no big deal.
Yeah.
No biggie.
It's not that big.
Well, at least we know it's not some beef he just has with Juan.
He just hates people in general because he's an angry person who should get laid more often. Anywho.
So, any plans of Juan leaving?
Still God, no. I hope so.
So, nothing
immediately,
real.
Please. I'm assuming he could very well go out on loan into, like, the USL Pro.
He could go on loan to the Union.
He could go on loan to probably better than half the clubs and get playing time.
You
pretty sure he'd be our best striker.
You pretty much never see interleague loans like that, though. intra league.
I know. I'm just saying.
Really?
If we had Agudelo, he'd be our best striker in play.
Oh, from
intra league,
yeah.
Yes. Within the
I was going to say interleague. Yeah, that happens.
I doubt that's going to
happen. Shut it up, the ball.
Anyway, we'll leave with this one. Allen Iverson offered an indoor contract.
Yes,
Rochester
20,000 a game.
Lancers.
20,000 a game.
Plus $5,000 for every goal.
Don't expect him to show up to practice.
$5,000 for every goal. Yeah, so 20,000.
I will absolutely show up and see AI play soccer.
Oh sure, absolutely.
Is that the same league as the Wave?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
I would give anything
if this deal goes through. I'm absolutely going to see.
If he takes it, will he be allowed to wear his patented do-rag?
I hope so.
I hope so.
I absolutely hope so.
I hope he's allowed to wear the sleeve, too.
And his own, like, customized Iverson cleats.
If he wants to wear a different jersey, let him do it. I want to see this happen. Get it done. Do whatever it takes.
It'll be such a joke to the league,
I want to see it happen.
Say that every goal he scores is worth three points.
Works for me. Count it. Let it happen.
And then halftime, that you play his practice interview.
Instead of taking a nap. Yeah, get it done. I don't care what it takes. Get it done. That'd be awesome. Other transfers domestically. Pretty quiet week in MLS. Simon Dawkins is back in San Jose.
It's a purchase, right?
On loan again.
Oh.
From what I read.
I heard some interesting stuff about DC Stadium. Where are you going to get to that?
I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
Frank Sango signed with Portland. 24-year-old winger from Cameroon. Was in Spain, second division last year. Was Portland for a while. Got one cap to his name. Another exciting guy on the Portland roster. They're fun to watch.
They're going to be the next Union. Young players, exciting.
And then they're going to sell their best guys.
Yep.
By putting them up on eBay.
Exactly.
But they're much better run than Philly is. Paulson knows what he's doing. Except for the whole Valencia thing. That's kind of.
Well, we're pretty good at stockpiling youth talent.
But then using them incorrectly. I guess the other big move was Barry Robson joining Vancouver as a DP. 33-year-old Scotsman.
Related to the late Bobby Robson.
Right? He's coming in the summer, yeah. He's a one-time...
I don't know if that's true or not.
Probably not. He's Scottish, not English, so unlikely.
Yeah. Pretty much friends.
Yeah, Robson, Middlesbrough man, former Celtic Bohoy, won a title in 08, so Barry's a good guy. Yeah, good work.
Woo.
Woo.
Woo. Woo. Woo.
Let's see what else. Balak might come to MLS. That's getting closer. Leverkusen said, yeah, sure, just buy your time. They want him to go.
Yeah, they don't want him there.
They're done with him.
I mean, he's not a whole lot of use to them skill-wise, and additionally, he and the manager hate each other, so...
And he's paying a lot and getting paid a lot of money.
Yeah, he is.
Speaking of paying a lot of money, Barbasol, the Crew kit sponsor. That's cool.
Barbasol?
You don't see that?
Shaving cream. New jerseys.
Yeah.
Like the really cheap shaving cream?
Yep.
Awesome.
So it's a 5-year deal. Eddie Gavin cowering in fear somewhere.
How much was it worth?
I'm not sure. But it's the most expensive in their history, apparently. Which,
for the Crew?
Yeah.
Which can't be that expensive.
What's the most expensive? Herbalife?
Yeah, it gotta be.
Xbox, I think, topped it.
Did it? What about Red Bull, just as far as investments go?
I don't know. It doesn't count as a kid sponsorship.
Yeah. I remember the Bimbo Indian one was pretty good for us.
Yeah, Bimbo did pretty well.
I think it was like...
Bimbo.
15 over 5 years.
See, and this just goes to prove that that Bimbo is actually good for many different reasons. In jersey sales, my aunt bought her daughter's Club America shirts just for the sake of the fact it says Bimbo on it.
But the women's kits really don't have Bimbo on the front.
Really?
The women's kits say Philadelphia, or you'd say Union across the chest.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I didn't even look.
Because Bimbo is a Mexican brand and doesn't have the same notation in Mexico.
Not at all.
No.
They don't mind plastering in front of drunk men's chests.
They don't give a shit. It's funny that way.
Are you suggesting that the Union are drinking before every game?
Hey, I'm still pissed off because our shirt sponsor should be Wawa.
Well, have them pay more money than Bebo did.
Wawa has the money. You've seen their operations.
And they didn't pay it, though.
Oh, God, I love Wawa.
I miss Wawa.
I miss it so much.
I miss
much.
Wawa.
I need my touchpad hoagie.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you mentioned stadiums. Go with the stadium thing. You mentioned it, so this is all yours.
Well, I just kind of, like, read, like, the first paragraph of it.
Good work. D.C., close to...
Well, that's because I was like, oh, they're going to get a new stadium. And then they're like, oh, we're going to have some talks in a few weeks. Maybe something will happen. And I was like...
What actually happened, they're close to a tier extension at RFK. And these 2 years, basically, if they get a deal done for a new stadium, it's going to happen in these 2 years. So they're extending this
whole... So it's the last extension.
Hopefully.
For this time, at least.
I don't think management would stay there longer. There was no stadium promise after this.
But there's nowhere else to go. Baltimore didn't work out.
New York wants another team.
They're not going to move to New York.
It's just not going to work. Milwaukee?
Not going to happen.
I can dream.
We can
have them play at Valley Fields until the stadium gets
up. Yeah!
They can play in the mixture of Pottawatomie stench, Slaughterhouse stench, and the River stench.
The Golden Triangle.
It's the Bermuda Triangle. Fortunately, nothing gets lost.
That's true.
Except for your soul. The other two stadium tidbits. San Jose going to vote on Wednesday over their stadium, so we'll know by next week if their thing goes through. And Chivas USA looking to leave the Home Depot Center after the season.
Really?
Because they're sick of paying rent.
Any word on the Revolution doing anything?
Nope, of course not.
Where would Chivas go? Stay in LA?
Most certainly. But not HDC, which would be great for them because they need to get out of there.
Yeah. They're the Clippers. Well, you know. Minus like three. Well,
so the Clippers last year?
3 years ago.
Clippers before Blake Griffin. The pre-Blakers.
Blake Griffin.
The pre-Blakers.
Pop City.
Indeed. Wisconsin update. Chuck K went 90 minutes in their win over Telstar this week. Good for them.
Woo.
And the Wave sucked this week.
It was a bad week, surprisingly.
They lost more games this week than they did the first 3 months of the season.
They also have a road trip now that goes on forever.
Yes.
Playoff game, though. March 11th at the U.S. Cellular Arena.
Yeah. The Norfolk game drew 1,500. We drew 9,000 over the week.
Who did?
The Wave drew 9,000 this weekend.
Yeah.
And Norfolk drew 1,500.
Oh, Norfolk.
Yeah.
9,000 is pretty good.
For Norfolk, yeah, it's really good.
That's Dallas numbers.
Yeah.
I was going to say, some MLS teams would take out a midweek game.
So that's the...
Dallas.
Yeah, exactly.
Pizza Park.
It's called FC Dallas Stadium, thank you.
It is, yes.
It's always Pizza Park.
I agree.
Because I like pizza.
Break dinner box.
We should do that again sometime, and then die.
We've never done that again.
A big dinner box? Oh, yeah, that's right.
God, that was the worst.
But it was great.
We've never had the big dinner box.
Well, you meant you did a makeshift one, because you don't want to wait.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, we don't want breadsticks right now.
Stupid idiots. Anywho, that's all we got.
No, we still have awards.
Well, yes. Yank of the Week, what do we got?
Robbie Fenley!
Oh, God.
Robbie Fenley!
You broke the computer. The bars just shattered the computer.
Yep.
He scores goals for Forest and gets them out of the championship relegation zone. That's fucking legendary.
Kind of.
Except for not.
Any who you got?
Timmy Howard had
this
a clean sheet.
This sucks. It's just been a slow week. Nothing happened.
It's been a slow month.
Yeah.
Timmy Howard had a clean sheet.
This month.
Blackpool home. That's nothing to snuff at.
There have been 10 goals scored this month.
Ugh. Ugh.
And that includes the women.
Is there a dick of the week?
I got two of them, actually.
Mm. Sounds fantastic.
Steve Novak, who plays basketball, and you know who else plays basketball? Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson got a contract to play soccer. Tangentially related.
He got an offer.
Tangentially related Steve Novak for belting after making a three-pointer.
Works for me.
Love it.
My
former Marquette guy's screwing me again.
Yep. My ink of the week is Juan Pablo Segunda for saying fuck you to Mexico.
Yeah, that's a good one.
JPO, American hero.
Oh. Rhyme swag.
Dick of the week, what do you got? Hot Sauce Robbie, what do you got?
I got one. U.S. soccer, they suck.
Yeah, US soccer yeah, sucks. Definitely. Giving out two friggin' Florida games. What a load of shit.
Yeah, so I guess the Dick of the Week goes to U.S. soccer. You guys voted. My nominees are Lee Wynn, still for the whole fag thing on Twitter.
Yeah, oh my gosh. That was within the last week, wasn't it?
It was on Sunday and Monday.
Oh, okay.
But it's still the Twitter.
It's just more socially acceptable in Vietnam, I think.
He's not in Vietnam, though.
Yeah.
He's not in Vietnam.
Back in Nam.
It's not Nam anymore. There are rules here.
So bowling, there are rules.
It's Lee Wynn and Jack Warner. Jack Warner, ever the cunt, now has been accused of stealing $700,000 from Haiti for quick relief.
That's what? Pretty scummy.
So Jack,
yeah, okay.
Jack Warner, I hope you die a slow, painful death, you fucking piece of shit.
He needs a bro kick and a rough rider.
Burn in hell
time.
Where you're raped by Satan. I hope your entire family suffers too because they're all involved in this too. So fuck you and your family. Bitch.
Wouldn't it be...
I wish I could add to that.
No,
I don't think
I'm not
I can.
Saying that.
Well... You're not saying it. Nope, you're done. Nope, you're done.
Nope,
you're done.
Nope.
Okay. Poop.
All right.
Works for me.
Yeah. Are we just going to really end on that? Poop.
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 See ya.
Dookie.